Welcome back to the deep dive. So you've just come through the vision task in the Be Visionary program. And honestly, the clarity you've gained on the leader you want to be, it's really impressive.
Yeah, that foundation is huge.
Absolutely. And now, with that powerful vision sort of clear in your mind, today's deep dive is, well, it's all about the next crucial step, right? Actively clearing the path to actually make that vision a reality. We're shifting gears from imagining it to really paving the way forward.
And what's interesting, or maybe predictable, is that even with the clearest vision, leadership just means running into problems. It's part of the job.
True.
So this deep dive, it's really designed as your starting point to learn how to face whatever might be holding you back. It's about giving you this, well, we call it the superpower of awareness.
I like that superpower of awareness because it's so easy to just lump all difficulties together, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But we're not talking about just any challenge here. There's a key difference we need to make right up front.
Precisely. Yeah, you can't find the right fix without the right diagnosis. So we need to differentiate between an obstacle and a fear.
Okay. Obstacle versus fear.
Exactly. Think of an obstacle as something external. It's out there. Something in your environment, maybe your situation, that just makes you feel stuck or blocked or genuinely drained.
Right, like hitting a wall.
Yeah, and it feels different from a challenge. You know, a challenge kind of excites you, pushes you to grow. An obstacle, it saps your energy.
Okay, so obstacle, external, energy sapping. But what about fear? Because I imagine a lot of leaders might feel stuck and blame something external when actually it's something internal holding them back.
You've absolutely hit on a critical point there. Fear, unlike an obstacle, is internal. It's an emotion. And it's often, you know, deeply rooted maybe in past experiences or even messages you've picked up along the way. And when fear isn't really looked at or managed, it can completely paralyze your actions. Yeah, it pushes you into that primal sort of fight, flight, or freeze response. And that severely limits your potential. This distinction is just vital because so many leaders get stuck simply by misdiagnosing the issue.
Ah, so treating an internal fear like it's an external obstacle, or maybe the other way around?
Exactly. Spinning your wheels, trying the wrong solutions.
Okay, and this is where it gets really practical for you listening right now. The goal here isn't about getting bogged down in the negative stuff.
Not at all.
It's about shifting, right? Shifting from feeling like a victim of these things, circumstances, or emotions, to becoming the architect of how you respond.
Well said. By actively naming these roadblocks, it doesn't matter if they're external obstacles or those internal fears, you start this really powerful process. You begin taking back control.
And turning them into what? Learning opportunities.
Genuine learning opportunities, yeah. That awareness really is your first most essential tool for change. It lights the way.
So if we connect this back to your bigger leadership journey, understanding what blocks you, what actually frightens you, it basically reveals exactly what you need to work on, like what skills to learn or practice.
Precisely. It gives you the direct blueprint. It shows you the essential skills and competencies you need to build for your leadership roadmap.
Okay, so let's talk practicalities. How does this work in the task itself? The process seems pretty streamlined to help you spot the issue and find the skills needed.
It is. First, you'll tackle your obstacles. So you'll think about and describe situations or barriers that have consistently made you feel stuck or drained. You'll detail the scenario, what was happening.
Got it. Identify the external blockers first.
Then, for both these obstacles and for your fears, our AI co-pilot comes in.
Ah, the AI tool.
Yeah. You simply describe the situation or the feeling you had. The AI acts like your personal leadership development coach in that moment.
Right.
It instantly generates a tailored blueprint just for you. It's a comprehensive list of specific skills and competencies you'd need to develop to overcome that exact challenge.
Wow. Okay. So it covers things like?
Oh, key areas like communication, conflict resolution, emotional intelligence, strategic action, things like that. And it even gives you a quick one-sentence definition for each skill, explaining why it's important for your specific scenario.
That immediate connection to the skills needed, that sounds really practical.
Yeah.
Okay, so after obstacles and the AI bit, then you move to fears.
Then you tackle the fears, yeah. This is where you face that fog on the track, maybe, and you give it a name.
Okay.
You'll describe situations where you feel that strong sense of fear or doubt. Don't worry too much about labeling it perfectly at first. Just focus on the feelings, the circumstances.
Right.
The AI will then help you actually name that fear. And often, just naming it is the first massive step in taking away its power over you.
That makes sense. Giving it a name makes it less Amorphous, less overwhelming.
Exactly. It becomes something you can actually address.
So let's talk about the deliverable. What do you actually submit for this task?
Okay, so the output for this task is going to be a new tab in your LDP Google Sheet, the one you've been using. You'll call this tab Obstacles and Fears.
Simple enough.
And it's just a single structured table that pulls everything together. Your identified obstacles, the scenarios where they pop up, the skills the AI suggested to overcome them.
And then the fear part.
Right. Then your fearful situations, the name the AI helped you give that fear. And again, the corresponding skills needed for your development for that specific fear, all in one place.
Got it. One clear table summarizing the roadblocks and the path through them. You know, this isn't just busy work, is it? It feels like a really vital step in building that resilience, that self-awareness you need as an authentic leader.
It absolutely is. By actively naming your roadblocks, your fears,
yeah,
you are already firmly on the path, the powerful path to overcoming them.
Just the act of naming them starts the process.
Exactly. Your awareness becomes the beacon, really. It guides you to precisely what you need to master next. Understanding what blocks you, what frightens you, it reveals the skills and competencies for your specific leadership roadmap. So embrace this work. It's transformative.
Embrace the work. You'll move forward with powerful clarity and confidence.
That's the goal. Powerful clarity and confidence.